Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Saturday, April 13th. On today's show, Meta and MBZ UI introduce a principled AI framework to examine highly accurate scaling laws concerning model size versus its knowledge storage capacity, while the US spearheads the first UN resolution on artificial intelligence. Plus, find out how new AI tools can record your medical appointment or draft a message from your doctor. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with recent research from Meta and Mohammed bin Zayed University of AI that is shedding new light on the relationship between the size of language models and their ability to store knowledge. The findings could have major implications for the future development of these models. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. So what exactly did the researchers discover about language model capacity?
The key finding is that fully trained transformer models can effectively store about 2 bits of knowledge per parameter, regardless of the model's size. This held true even when the models were quantized down to 8-bit integers. To put that in perspective, it suggests a 7 billion parameter model could potentially exceed the knowledge contained in all of English Wikipedia. The researchers represented knowledge as tuples, each consisting of a name, attribute, and value. Through controlled experiments, they were able to precisely measure how many bits of knowledge various models could store per parameter.
That's a fascinating benchmark. Did the researchers look at any factors beyond just model size that impact this knowledge capacity?
Absolutely. They explored quite a few key variables. One critical factor is training duration. Maintaining that 2 bits per parameter ratio required giving the model lengthy training with around 1,000 exposures per piece of knowledge. Model architecture also played a big role, with GPT-2 outperforming models like LLaMA and Mistral thanks to its use of gated MLPs. Quantization down to 8-bit integers maintained full capacity, but going further to 4-bit reduced it. Interestingly, mixture of experts models saw a slight decrease in capacity, but remained quite efficient overall.
What about the data itself that the models are trained on? I imagine the knowledge contained in the training data is a key part of the equation.
Without a doubt, the researchers found that the signal-to-noise ratio in the training data had a huge impact. Introducing junk data significantly reduced model capacity, as you might expect. But they also discovered a fascinating technique to mitigate this by simply prepending useful data with domain names like wikipedia.org. They could get the models to autonomously identify and prioritize the most knowledge-rich sources, dramatically increasing capacity even in the presence of noise. This really showcases the power of smart data curation.
It's always enlightening to get these rigorous measurements of language model capabilities. What would you say are the key takeaways here for researchers and engineers working on these models?
I think this study provides an invaluable framework for comparing different models and understanding the impact of various design choices. It confirms 2 bits per parameter as a reliable benchmark for knowledge capacity in a well-trained model. And it highlights the importance of factors like training duration, model architecture, quantization, and data quality. Anyone building language models will need to keep a close eye on all of these elements. Of course, raw capacity is just one piece of the puzzle. We still have a lot to learn about how to leverage that potential to create models that can reason and generalize more like humans. But I believe the rigorous methodology established here will be an important foundation for pushing this technology forward.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us. That was our Simply AI correspondent sharing some intriguing new insights into language model scaling laws and knowledge capacity. We'll be sure to keep following this critical research into the foundations of artificial intelligence. Speaking of developments in AI, the United Nations is taking a major step towards regulating artificial intelligence on a global scale. The United States is leading the charge on the first ever UN resolution on AI, with the goal of ensuring the technology is developed and used in a safe, secure, and trustworthy manner. The resolution also aims to close the digital divide between countries and ensure all nations, especially developing ones, have equal access to AI's benefits. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So what exactly is this resolution trying to achieve?
The draft resolution recognizes the rapid acceleration of AI development and use and stresses the urgency of achieving global consensus on safe, secure, and trustworthy AI systems. It also acknowledges that the governance of AI is an evolving area that needs further discussions on possible approaches. The U.S. has been negotiating with UN member nations for about 3 months, engaging in hundreds of hours of direct talks and accepting input from 120 countries to craft this resolution. The goal is to establish a baseline set of principles for the development and use of AI worldwide, while also leveraging AI to help achieve the UN Sustainable Development Goals for 2030, such as ending global hunger and poverty, improving health, ensuring quality education, and achieving gender equality.
The resolution also seems to be putting a strong emphasis on assisting developing countries when it comes to AI. What kind of support is being proposed?
Yes, the draft resolution calls on UN member states and others to assist developing countries in accessing the benefits of digital transformation and safe AI systems. This is crucial because there is a significant digital divide between developed and developing nations. Many countries lack the infrastructure, resources, and expertise to fully harness the potential of AI. The resolution aims to ensure that all countries are at the table in discussions on AI and have the technology and capabilities to take advantage of its benefits, such as detecting diseases, predicting natural disasters, and training workers for the jobs of the future.
How does this resolution fit into the broader global landscape of AI regulation?
This UN resolution comes at a time when countries and regions around the world are moving to establish their own AI regulations. The European Union is set to give final approval to the world's first comprehensive AI rules this week. Countries like the US and China, as well as groupings like the G20, are also working on their own frameworks. However, this UN resolution is significant because it represents a global effort to build international consensus on a shared approach to AI governance. It recognizes that AI is a technology that transcends borders and requires global cooperation to ensure it is developed and used responsibly.
The resolution also touches on the potential risks and challenges associated with AI. What kind of concerns does it raise?
The draft resolution warns against the improper or malicious design, development, deployment, and use of AI systems, such as those without adequate safeguards or those used in a manner inconsistent with international law. This highlights the potential risks of AI, such as privacy violations, bias and discrimination, job displacement, and even the use of AI for malicious purposes, like cyber attacks or disinformation campaigns. The resolution emphasizes that human rights and fundamental freedoms must be respected, protected, and promoted throughout the life cycle of AI systems. It recognizes that while AI holds enormous potential for good, it also poses significant challenges that need to be addressed through responsible development and governance.
If adopted, what impact could this resolution have on the future of AI?
If adopted, this resolution would represent a major milestone in the global governance of AI. It would establish a set of shared principles and guidelines for the development and use of AI that all countries would be expected to follow. This could help prevent a fragmented approach to AI regulation, where different countries have vastly different rules and standards. It could also help ensure that the benefits of AI are shared more equally around the world, rather than being concentrated in a few technologically advanced nations. However, it's important to note that this resolution is not legally binding. It will still be up to individual countries to implement its principles and recommendations through their own laws and policies.
Thank you for that insightful analysis on the UN resolution on AI. While there are still many challenges and uncertainties ahead, this resolution could help lay the groundwork for a future where AI benefits all of humanity. Speaking of AI's potential impact, new tools are already shaking up the doctor-patient relationship by helping doctors communicate with patients, answering messages, and taking notes during exams. Thousands of doctors are already using products based on large language models, just 15 months after ChatGPT was released. Here to discuss the implications is our correspondent. So tell us, how are these AI tools being used by doctors?
Well, David, there are a couple key ways doctors are leveraging this technology. One is to help draft responses to patient messages and inquiries. Instead of a doctor having to type out a full reply, they can have an AI tool generate a draft based on the patient's message and medical history, which the doctor can then review and send. Another application is to automatically document and summarize conversations during patient exams. The AI listens to the discussion and generates clinical notes, freeing the doctor from tedious documentation.
Those sound like significant time savers for physicians. But what about the impact on patients and the doctor-patient relationship? Should patients be concerned about AI getting in the middle of their medical care?
It's a valid question. Proponents argue this technology will give doctors more quality face-to-face time with patients by reducing administrative burdens. A doctor might be able to see more patients per day or spend more minutes with each one. But it does raise issues around privacy, consent, and transparency. Will patients always know when AI is being used? How much of their data is being fed into these systems? There's also the human element to consider. Healthcare is deeply personal and relational. If a patient receives an overly friendly templated message from their doctor or feels like a computer is mediating the relationship, it could erode a level of trust and connection.
Right. The doctor-patient relationship is sacred in many ways. It will be critical to deploy this technology thoughtfully. How are health systems and physicians approaching this so far?
Many are still in the exploratory phase, running limited pilots and treading carefully. They recognize both the immense potential and risks involved. Some health systems have developed their own AI models so they can have more control over the data and outputs. Others are partnering with third-party vendors, but with strict usage guidelines and oversight. At the end of the day, AI should be an aid to physicians, not a replacement. The human doctor needs to remain in the driver's seat.
That's an important point. AI augmenting rather than replacing physicians. As you mentioned, though, this technology is already being used by thousands of doctors, and it's only been a little over a year since ChatGPT debuted. How do you see this evolving in the coming years?
I think we'll see rapid iteration and adoption. The potential efficiency gains are simply too great for health systems to ignore, especially with current economic pressures and physician shortages. We can expect a proliferation of AI companies tailoring products for healthcare, but there will also need to be guardrails put in place, more robust regulation, industry standards, and patient education. Because you're absolutely right, David, trust and human connection need to remain at the center of medicine. AI should ultimately enhance those things, not erode them.
Thanks for that report, Abby. It's clear that while AI tools are already starting to reshape the doctor's office, we're still in the early innings of this transformation. And speaking of companies leveraging AI, Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, is not sitting idly by as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. The startup just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma doing with AI in FigJam?
Figma sees a big opportunity to get creative in enabling people to collaborate and visually reimagine meetings and projects inside the FigJam platform. Interestingly, 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are actually not designers, but rather a broad mix of product managers, engineers, marketers, and others using it for cross-team collaboration. So Figma decided to leverage AI to make FigJam easier to use for this wide audience.
Makes sense to lower the barrier to entry for non-designers. What are the specific AI features they are adding to achieve that?
First, they developed a generative AI tool to help users create new FigJam boards from simple text prompts, making it easier to get started on a blank canvas. Users can describe what they need, like a calendar or project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to kick things off. They are also using AI to automatically group and sort the digital sticky notes that tend to proliferate on these boards, organizing them by theme or task owner to reduce clutter. Finally, Figma added an AI summarization feature that can automatically generate key takeaways from a sea of sticky notes after a big brainstorming session.
Those sound like useful applications of AI to streamline the whiteboarding process. Do we know what AI models Figma is leveraging under the hood for this?
Figma said it is using OpenAI's large language models and has tweaked them to understand Figma and FigJam-specific concepts. The company is also testing warning systems to prevent users from generating any harmful or inappropriate content. It's part of a larger trend we're seeing of specialized AI models being adapted for use in specific software applications and workflows.
It will certainly be interesting to see if AI-powered features like those in FigJam can help the over 70% of employees who report struggling with collaboration work together more efficiently, according to a recent survey. Figma said the new capabilities will launch today in an open beta. And on that note, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.